At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A number of years ago, I remember going to see my doctor, and you know how they have you sit in a room by yourself before he comes in, and you get a little bit bored, and you start wandering around, opening their cupboards and looking in their drawers, see what they got in there. I don't actually do that, well, maybe just once. But I figure that's why they knock on the door before they come in. They give you a chance to sit down before they come in. But I was sitting in the doctor's exam room, and he had a picture frame with some words on it, and I thought the words were very beautiful. I don't remember exactly word for word, but basically what it said was that the beautiful thing about life is that you don't need a diploma or somebody's permission to begin to change your life today. And I thought, what a beautiful thing to say, and how true it is for all of us, because God has given us the grace that if we don't like something about ourselves, if we recognize something sinful in our lives, that we can change our life today. And I love this gospel passage about Zacchaeus, the tax collector, because I think it shows a man who decided one day to drastically change his life. And this is good news, not only for Zacchaeus, but for all of us, because Zacchaeus was, after all, a truly great sinner. And even a great sinner can find that salvation has come to his house. And so we want to talk today about Zacchaeus and reflect in our own lives. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I see this gospel passage and I read about Zacchaeus, for some reason I get Danny DeVito in my mind, because he's somebody that I know is very short, and I can only imagine Zacchaeus trying to get through the crowds in order to see Jesus, but he was short in stature. Now, we'll get back to it, but I think there's something beautiful to the fact that Zacchaeus was trying to see Jesus. There's God's work. There's God's grace at work in his heart. The very fact that he was trying to see Jesus. But because he was hated by the people, he was a tax collector. Now, there's some irony right off the get-go. Zacchaeus, the Jewish name, means righteous one. Yet he was a tax collector. And for the Jews, tax collectors were, you know, they're like, there's a few people that was hated more than the tax collector, sometimes still in today's day and age. But he was hated because he was seen as a traitor. Tax collectors worked with the Roman government, and so they were often viewed as traitors. They were seen as unclean. They were dirty, unclean. And that means they weren't welcome to really come and pray in the temple area because they were unclean. Why were they unclean? Because of their association with Gentile peoples, people of pagan backgrounds, namely the Roman government, who they were working for, collecting their taxes. They were also seen as thieves, that they extorted more money out of people than what the law required. And it was this extortion that made tax collectors very wealthy. And they were allowed to do it as long as they could get away with it. And so not only was Zacchaeus a tax collector, but Luke gives us a couple of things there to look at. He was wealthy, very wealthy, and he was a chief tax collector. And so we could say Zacchaeus, you know, the righteous sinner, great sinner, chief tax collector. Yet he goes, and to see Jesus, he can't get through the crowd. He climbs up the tree. Now, the scripture doesn't really tell us how far he had to go to find a sycamore tree. And by the way, has anybody ever seen a sycamore tree? When I was in North Carolina, I got to see a sycamore tree. And one of the things about it is that if you pluck a leaf from a sycamore tree, underneath the leaf, you'll find the beginnings of a new growth, the beginnings of a new leaf, just a tiny little green thing coming out, which represents a new growth. And I think it's very symbolic here because Zacchaeus, the old Zacchaeus, is about to die, and a new Zacchaeus is about to be reborn. And so we don't know how far he had to go, but climb the tree he did and sit and wait in the branches of the tree he did, because he knew that if he stood there long enough, Jesus would eventually pass by. Now, there's another irony. The irony is that Zacchaeus was on a mission to see this man, Jesus. But unbeknownst to him, Jesus was also searching him out. Because God, from the very beginning, has always sought out the lost. And Jesus has been searching also for Zacchaeus. And we don't know how, but Jesus knows his name and calls him, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for I intend to stay at your house." And so Zacchaeus comes. Now, brothers and sisters, all of you come to Mass because you know that Jesus is going to be passing by here, that on the altar, Jesus will be made truly present in the bread and the wine, which become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And so you have come to this Mass because you also know that Jesus will be passing by. And just like Zacchaeus, you happen right now to be sitting in the branches of a tree. So all these pews, I believe, are made of wood. And so here you are sitting in the branches of the tree. And also, beyond Zacchaeus's expectation, Jesus invites himself to come to dinner. And beyond our expectation, Jesus invites us to receive himself into our bodies through the Eucharist, passing into our hearts. And so just like Zacchaeus, we too are called to have a conversion, to have that moment to say, you know, today is the day I'm going to change my life. Today is the day that I'm going to make a real effort to change something so that I can more fully call Jesus Lord. And notice that Zacchaeus doesn't just refer to Jesus as Jesus. He says, "Lord, behold, half of all my possessions I give to the poor." Now, Zacchaeus admits to having been a thief, to having extorted people, because he says, "If I have extorted anything from anyone, I will repay them four times over." Now, that goes back to the book of Exodus, where it was written in the law, if somebody stole another man's sheep, he would pay them four times over. And so Jesus, seeing the conversion, seeing the repentance announces that salvation has come to Zacchaeus' house. Now, I want to highlight Zacchaeus for a moment because there's something beautiful about him. He's a wealthy man and probably was wearing wealthy clothes. Not only was he rich, but he was somewhat in an important governmental capacity. He was a chief tax collector. And yet, it didn't stop him from climbing the tree. I don't know about you, but when I was a boy, I used to love to climb trees growing up in Georgia. But today, if I tried to climb a tree, I'd probably be laughed at. They'd say, hey, look at that big fat guy climbing that tree. There's something undignified to see a grown man climbing up a tree. That's something you would see young children do. Zacchaeus didn't care what people thought about him. He didn't care if they laughed at him. He didn't care what they thought of him. He was on a mission to see who this Jesus was. And he wasn't disappointed. Because he climbed the tree, it made it possible for Jesus to see him over the crowd, and Jesus calls him down. And so there's a beautiful thing to Zacchaeus' humility. And so oftentimes, we are embarrassed to be associated with Jesus the Lord. We're embarrassed to pray in public. We're embarrassed to make the sign of the cross when we're at the restaurant and people might be looking. We're embarrassed in the public place to talk about our faith, especially when it comes to things like politics. And so there are many times when we are embarrassed or afraid to climb the tree. And, you know, whatever the public sentiment may be, the fact that Zacchaeus climbed that tree showed that he was willing to do this in front of everyone. Beautiful quotation I read yesterday from St. Augustine. St. Augustine, in a letter he wrote, told the people, "So few of you see Jesus because you are unwilling to climb the tree."